experience as of late. How hard is that, and how do you manage making that decision right now?
It would have been harder if Nathan's injury was a one-week event. It was difficult because, so when he came back in off the break, he had hit his open window where the doctors will green light a guy off his injury to play. He's a little sore, so hold him out. The first one wasn't a concern. The second one was a little tougher, but I had liked, you know, we had given up one or two even strength goals through those two, and I'd liked the way we played, and it was, the Nashville game was the first one, and he's right, his practices were good, like he's practicing better now, and he's excited. So last night was a tougher call, keeping him out of the lineup. He's going in tomorrow. I just haven't decided. Well, I've decided. I just haven't told the player that's coming out, so I'll wait till tomorrow. But Nathan's playing tomorrow.
Why did Jivasov come up?
Of available players down there, he had played very well. And while I don't necessarily have a lineup change up front, based on his work, his size, and his hands, I may want to see him here. We're not our window, and we may rotate players up and down. That may happen here because we've still got some time on Matty Perreault before he comes back. So we're going to be at the 12 here plus one for a while.
This is a tough divisional stretch right now. Another game against St. Louis. What can you take from the game on the weekend against them?
I don't think it's going to look like our game here in that both teams are on back-to-back and now neither team is. So, right, you'll get to see a match. They're, as you've noted, would be a real strong home team right now, right? We've had quite a stretch at home. And a big chunk of that's matchup. They're top 4D. They're going to get that. And if they can catch, you know, Shen or O'Reilly, you'll go hard after the Scheifele matchup, but that'll leave a pretty good line left in the three-hole. So, when they get that match, they're dominant at home.
It looked even in Winnipeg as though Scheifele was facing the top line and the top pairing often with
right.
CMP on behind them
right.
as well. Is that something that you're comfortable with?
It's something that has to happen right now because of what we're left with, you know, we've got three top nine forwards out in terms of the match that lets us stay in the fight. Mark's got to play against the other team's best right now. Right.
As presently laid out anyway. Is it too soon to look ahead of that stretch as perhaps a bit of a haymaking season to grab some points?
Well, that's coming whether I want that narrative out there or not. People will look at that schedule, but we're not a playoff team right now, so those will be tooth and nail as well.
You alluded to it a bit, back-to-back here, both of you in St. Louis, so how much different of a challenge do you expect this to be than it was here?
Well, more, but I would expect we have better legs in that than we had there. So that's an even ground, right? They had been playing back-to-back, had 2 days off, went into back-to-back. Again, we come off the break into back-to-back. So I think we both had some miles on us. And then we get a break. They get a two-day break game. So I think both teams will have the opportunity to execute their game plan better.
Asking Nathan what he brings, he talked about presence and that he's got a pretty good voice in the room. Have you seen that from him?
You know what? He joins us last year and is, I guess we would describe him as a gamer, right? Like he gets out and he's coming off his third broken bone from block shots. You know, he's dropped the gloves with guys that might be out of his weight class at times. He is a gamer for sure. And not that at this time of year, there's a real value to that compete level. It's just scratch and claw in front of your net and bang pucks out. So, and he's fired up. You know, his practices have been different. I mean, he's fast, he's quick, he's on pucks, he's wired up. He looks like he did when he came here last year. It's a tough start from camp, right straight through. I mean, he was, a lot of his skating, a lot of his practices this year has been kind of off injury or halfway through an injury. Now he looks healthy.
Where on your list of priorities slash concerns is the power?
Yeah, the concern is the direction of it right now. From an analytic point of view, and then just from watching it, you will hear the players say there's an awful lot of chances there that are right, that we just got to finish on those, and that's fine, and it's true. your radar starts to go up when you go on a stretch and you haven't scored on it, when things start to creep in, and that would be, you end up slowing your events down. So instead of whatever we're at, just over 7 shot attempts on the power play, and that's ones that I think shots or shot attempts to the net, that it goes to 3 or 4 because you're looking for something better, right? You slow yourself down. That's what we're going to fight hard against, because you go stretches where you get chances that you don't finish, right? So the two things that you worry about when that happens. One is that you change and you get far fewer chances even, and then you kind of crater and go back to just ripping everything at the net. But the bigger one would be, those are 5 very offensive players that want to score, are used to score, and they have the pressure to score. And do you see that bleed into the 5-on-5 game? So those are the two things that we are, when I say concerned, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm watching for it.
Patrick, did say stick squeezing has begun a little bit on the power play.
Well, it's not going by their goalie. And I like the idea that that would all be on us. We got to make better shots and we got to beat them, but Rask and Soros had a big part of us not scoring on the power play these 2 of our last 3 games.
You're giving that first unit, though, every chance to get out of there. Leave them out there.
Yeah, so that is all on breakouts for me. If they're in zone, they're not burning a whole heck of a lot. I don't know if we're ahead of the curve or at the curve, but you are seeing that definitely around the league. We know that when we do our penalty kill video, and we are trying to find video on the second unit, and you can't find it, and it's 15 to 20 seconds long. It seems that there's a trend to bigger minutes. I think teams have become more and more effective on handling the neutral zones now. Try not to make this. There was a pretty significant shift in the style of neutral zone defense over the last 3 or 4 years, and it got really good. And there were a lot more dump pucks. There were teams that were holding the line better. And I think everybody's kind of got a pretty good plan now on how to get through that different neutral zone look, to the point you're starting to see teams change their neutral zone again. You're seeing, it feels anyway with our group, there's more zone time to what they're doing, and that's kind of how I measured. If we're breaking the puck out 3 times, it's time to get off the ice. But if you're in zone, you're not covering a lot of ice.
What did you learn about Chizov?
Big, strong, powerful man, heavy shot. He can move when he gets to speed, and he has relatively no English, which is an important factor. So the learning curve then is going to take a little bit longer. What Pascal Vincent and his staff have done with all of these players that we bring up is a marvelous job teaching them where to go. And when you take a player that has played as long in that European/Russian system, there's a big change to the game, right? That's a big rink. And then it's a completely different style of game in Russia, as much, maybe more than any other European style. So there's a whole big learning curve there, and Pascal's happy with where he's at from a systems point of view. And I don't know that when he's going in, if he's going in, but I have interest in seeing him play.